not recycled in a day.
Keith and Molly back for another episode of Rome Was Not Recycled in a Day, the podcast that helps you to incorporate recycling more into your daily life.
Yes, we are here to discover more ways to recycle and also stay up to date on the ever-changing recycling world. And we'd love to hear from you listeners.
Yes, we would. If you've been laying awake all night wondering, what on earth am I going to do with that stuff? Or how can I keep from bringing that stuff in the first place? Any of those things, head on over to RomeWasNotRecycledInADay.com. We've got a contact form and some really cool resources from various show episodes that you can check out on that website. And speaking of really cool resources, we are honored to be back with Mary Liz Ingram again on this episode to talk about the Cleanup Project USA, which is something that has sprung out of her 40 days, which has gone far beyond 40 days without plastic. And Molly, where should we start talking about the Cleanup Project USA?
Tell us about how you started the Cleanup Project USA.
So when I started this, the 40-day journey at the beginning of letting go of all the plastic, I was documenting that on just my regular Facebook page. And I don't even know what made me start doing that because I wasn't super Facebooky. But I guess maybe it was encouraging because it was hard. And some days I thought, what in the world am I doing? So I started doing that and got to a place where people asked if they could share things. So I made it public and then ended up realizing I needed to just shift over that this was starting to become a way of life, and I wanted to be able to encourage other people to live that way too, especially showing that it doesn't have to be difficult, that it is a process, that there's not, doesn't have to be perfection and complete zero waste. You're just moving towards creating less waste. So I set up the Cleanup Project and made a website and a Facebook page and Instagram, just to have a centralized place where I can share, you know, products we find that are great, because some things are really great. I kind of made a hall of fame. Like, we have found the toothpaste tabs that are good. You know, the other ones are not so good. And just to make it easier so other people don't have to go through all the experimentation that we did, that they'll know, like, all five of us approve of this toilet paper, you know. And just kind of branching out from there and letting it grow. And, you know, I just think it's important to, especially as Americans, we create so much waste, things that we use for, well, like 3 minutes sometimes and throw it away, or you drink your bottle of water and it's done and you can't find a place to recycle it at the ball field. Just to encourage people to try to form those habits that are going to be more sustainable, that anybody can do. Like, we're just a regular busy family, and it's not that hard if you can just, you know, be patient with yourself and take it step by step.
So that's great encouragement.
So the website you have is what?
It's a cleanupprojectusa.com.
And if I go there, I can get some of the awesome lessons that you've learned. And how long have you been doing this plastic-free lifestyle, Mary Liz?
I guess it's a year and a half now. So it was, well, maybe almost a year and a half.
Wow.
It was Lent.
Wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. Perfect. And so you've learned a lot of lessons, and they're documented on that website, so other folks can try them out too.
Yeah. And so I will keep up with more, you know, day-to-day things on Facebook and Instagram. And then on the website, I've got, you know, some articles about different kinds of plastic, and we just took a field trip to the landfill to see where all our waste goes, like just some things like that. I try to break it up into articles, like plastic-free cleaning or recommended personal care items. And then I also was speaking to schools and groups about this too. So that's another thing the pandemic has affected a little bit. So it's nice to be able to be online and still be able to have a place to share your voice, kind of have a little platform Just to, you know, we were trying out some new, like even silly little things like floss picks. Like my daughter needs floss picks, and so I found another kind, and then I read it and it was kind of greenwashing, you know, just trying to get all that out there so people have that information without having to work so hard for it.
Very cool. What kind of floss picks did you end up loving?
Well, she has actually been using toothpicks, and I don't know why I didn't think about that, because it's wood.
It's a toothpick, so
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I know. I was like, dummy, I've been buying all these fancy biodegradable floss picks, and we have toothpicks in the kitchen. Like, what in the world?
Been around since the beginning of time.
You know?
It's a glorified twig.
Right?
A twig. Well, this has been so helpful, Mary Liz. Thank you for first taking the first steps and then sharing it with us so that we can take it in a workable fashion into our own families and our own lives. I just want to also say that Mary Liz has so many talents in addition to the research and the creativity, but she's also a very amazing visual artist. And in her studio, which I can see behind her on the Zoom call, there is a sign that her daughter made that says, "Trust your crazy idea." And it's in all caps. And I would just like to reiterate, I'm so grateful that you trusted many of your crazy ideas, one of which was, let's go plastic free. And then let's write about it. Let's educate about it. Let's teach people about this. We all have crazy ideas, and to trust them to better the world and better each other is just the way we should all be living right now. So yay for Mary Liz. Yay for the Cleanup Project USA.
This is yay a great crazy idea.
Recycled in a day.
Yeah, great crazy idea. So last question. If we've gotten some folks' attention with this Cleanup Project USA idea and with Plastic Free, and they're thinking, I'd really like to try this, but it's huge. And here on Rome Was Not Recycled in a Day, we try to break things down into bite-sized chunks. What would be the first step, now that you've been doing this for a year and a half, that you would recommend to somebody who is just starting on this journey?
I always tell people the first step is to just walk through your house and notice the plastic. When you go shopping, just keep an eye on what you're buying. Just notice. Because I think once you see it, then you realize the situation, and then you can just start making easy choices. And then just the creating those easy habits, just remember to take a water bottle with you in your car. And then when you're, you know, thirsty or wherever, you know, at this, you know, even when we went to some meetings and they had the water bottle sitting there, and if everybody just come in with their own cup, like, you don't need that. And then some, if you want to take another step, try some easy alternatives, things that aren't going to disrupt the way you're living. Like try a bamboo toothbrush. I always think a shampoo bar is an easy switch, but I found that that's a little scary for people for some reason. But it really, like, your bottle of shampoo is mostly water. So if you take all that water out, then you have a shampoo bar. or just a bar of soap, you know, just some easy things that aren't going to really make it hard. Like, don't start with, I'm not going to have plastic in my takeout.
Yeah, that's a big step.
Yeah. I'm fighting that still.
This is so cool. And this is really what we're all about here on this podcast. Right, Molly?
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Mary Liz, for your bravery and your consistent research. And we are so grateful for you and appreciate you joining us today on this podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, Mary Liz. And we encourage everyone listening, if this even slightly tugged at your heartstring, to give it a try, but don't get overwhelmed with it. Every lifestyle change you make is one step in the right direction. Don't stress yourself out. Reduce, reuse, recycle, but relax, because Rome was not recycled in a day. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been a production of Moose Crossing Studios.